Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Gizo Shomre Emuna in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our third installment of Reflections on Shabbos. We were speaking yesterday about what does it mean that there's a blessing of Shabbos, that Hashem blesses the Shabbos. We gave a few possibilities yesterday. I just want to share with you one more from the Sforno. The Sforno says, when it says in the Pasuk, Hashem blessed the seventh day, Sforno explains that he imbued within the seventh day, within Shabbos, the capacity for people to bask in the light of Hashem, in the light of true life, in a way different than one can do the rest of one's week. And just another way of thinking about things. To frame it, to just slightly tilt the picture slightly, the Rabbeinu Bachya says, an amazing thing about Shabbos is if a person can spend Shabbos appropriately, that means that 1/7 of a person's life can be spent in a spiritually appropriate manner. Just like a whole different way of thinking about it. You know, you think to yourself, thinking of Shabbos as, again, much more than rules, and maybe even more than an enlightening experience in the moment, it's essentially an investment for life. You know, like the same way, lahavdil, a person might monthly write a check to this investment, to that investment, or whatever it is, and it's something they're doing periodically, but the hope is that over a large span of time, there'll be great fruits that a person reaps from that periodic act. On a meaningful Shabbos every week, it changes the entire frame of a person's life because, again, there are so many more challenges during the week. If a person makes Shabbos meaningful on Shabbos, 1/7 of a person's life is being spent in such a way. I just think it's a very powerful thing to think about. What I'd like to move on to now is a few comments from the Ramban regarding Shabbos. We say that there's a mitzvah. This is, of course, from the Aseres HaDibros, from the Ten Commandments. Zachor es yom ha-Shabbos l'kacho. Remember the day of Shabbos to sanctify it. Now, I just want to pose a general question to think about for a moment. We keep Shabbos. Why? So the basic reason the Torah tells us in Parshas Yisro is we keep Shabbos as a reminder that God created the world. So forgive me for the cynical question, but so we have to keep Shabbos every week to remember that God created the world? I don't know. Once a year, we'll sit back and say God created the world. If you want daily, we'll say we recognize that God created the world. What does that have to do with keeping Shabbos? It's such a dramatic change to our lives. So the Ramban says that if we truly believe that God created the world, we need to have that as a constant reminder. We need to have built into our lives a constant reminder that God created the world. Presumably, it inspires us in a different way to keep his commandments. He's the creator of the world. He created this world for a reason. He created us for a reason. He's very powerful. This is a good reminder to keep the commandments. Presumably, it's also an inspiration that we should lead our lives in a more focused, dedicated manner. And if I constantly am remembering that God created the world, that means there's a purpose to it all. It didn't just happen. And that means there's a purpose to what I'm accomplishing in this world. But that's what it is to have Shabbos. It's a built-in, recurring reminder that God created the world. Another idea, the Ramban says, about Zachor es yom ha-Shabbos l'kacho, is that throughout the week, we should be constantly focusing on the fact that Shabbos is coming. Practically speaking, for many of us, that's the case. Whether socially, we figure out who we're going to get together with, whether planning things in the kitchen, whether figuring out what work we could do around the house, Shabbos becomes the central point of the week. Of course, we do this even when we say the daily psalm at the end of davening in the morning, Hayom Yom Rishon l'Shabbos, Hayom Yom Sheni l'Shabbos. This is the first day going towards Shabbos, the second day going towards Shabbos. The Ramban says that such a thing is being brought out in the verse of Zachor es yom ha-Shabbos l'kacho. Remember, throughout the week, we need to remember the day of Shabbos. The Ramban says that's also part of the pshat, that the idea that we consider Shabbos an os, a sign. The idea of a sign is it's something posted that you could see sort of from a distance. So the point is that throughout the week, Shabbos maintains as an os, even when we're not observing Shabbos in that day. We'll observe Shabbos 3 days from now, 4 days from now, whatever. But the point is, Shabbos is always a focal point wherever we are in the week. So if the more we reflect on these things, the more we're living, we're consciously living in God's world, the more hopefully it impacts who we are as people. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.